without the use of mercury. In this technique, you can recover 99.5% of the gold from the ore. This is an EU-funded project, which our university, with the British Geological Survey, they worked together to get this, you know, as an equipment for the small-scale mining sector. It has been tested, and some small-scale miners even bought the equipment. Unfortunately, funding to make more of the equipment was inadequate, and the local people call it sikabuchia.
The regulations and the mining laws is already there, but it led with enforcement. I think they should also involve the small-scale miners association in terms of regulating those issues, especially the task force and others. One significant I also learned is that they are going to decentralize the application and the acquisition of a small-scale mining license.
The Associate Executive Director of WACOM, a CSO in Environment, Hannah Owusu-Cranton, said illegality in mining is not only by the Galamsey people.
Past situations where people have licenses and then all the documentation, but then their operations and their actions could not illegality. So I was expecting that these issues would be addressed. And if you really talk about environmental pollution, and you live in Takwa, you just climb to the governor's hill and you see vast degradation of land, which wasn't perpetrated by small-scale miners. So it's not sending good signals that, yes, we are tracking and trying to correct some evils in one sector of mining and leaving the rest.
The MMIP is a 5-year program to address the illegalities in the small and illegal mining sector. The program, which will cost $150 million, has a component that will reclaim degraded lands, use technology in zoning out areas for the illegal miners, alternative livelihoods, and enforcement of mining laws.